Dr. Oliveros, dictating on Bonnie Coston. The last name is C-O-S-T-O-N. Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who is following this practice because of the presence of CKD-3B going to stage 4. The patient has minimal proteinuria. She has maintained the same kidney function. In the last 4 months, the serum creatinine is 1.7 and the BUN is 28, with an estimated eGFR of 29 mL per minute. The albumin creatinine ratio and protein creatinine ratio is still pending. The patient was unable to take Jardiance because of the expense involved. However, the pharmacy did not run the prescription through the Part D insurance that is Humana. The patient was given samples, and the prescription was sent back to Walmart to see whether or not Humana Pharmacy is going to cover the product, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. Following number, proteinuria that is going to be addressed with the administration of the SGLT2. Following number, anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD4. There is, at this point, a indication for the administration of Procrit. The hemoglobin is 10.8, and the patient is asymptomatic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. The patient developed a blurred vision in the right eye. Went to see the eye doctor. She has been prescribed Restasis. It seems to be a corneal ulcer. She's going back to the eye doctor to the physical examination. There is evidence of edema of the upper and lower eyelids. Re-evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab and calling the lab because the lack of the proteinuria determination in the urine. In the face-to-face, we spent 18 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.